In the news, Chinese President Xi Jinping welcomed Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Thursday to his family's hometown of Xi'an. The visit is aimed at improving diplomatic and economic ties between the two Asian countries. Several months ago, Mr. Xi was a guest of Mr. Modi's at the Indian leader's hometown of Ahmedabad. A Chinese newspaper says Mr. Modi and Mr. Xi are expected to sign $10 billion worth of economic deals during their talks. Mr. Modi will travel Friday to Beijing to meet with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and other top Chinese officials. President Barack Obama has talked with Arab officials about his government's position on talks about Iran's nuclear program. Mr. Obama and officials from six Persian Gulf countries met Thursday at the presidential home in Camp David, Maryland. Mr. Obama sought to ease concerns over a possible agreement with Iran. U.S. security official Ben Rhodes said the United States would welcome support from Gulf countries for the nuclear deal. But many Arab leaders are concerned the plan would empower Iran and destabilize the Gulf area. The Taliban said it carried out a deadly attack on a hotel in Kabul Wednesday night. Most of the 14 people killed were foreigners. They had been attending a party at the Park Palace Hotel when three gunmen entered and began to fire. Police fought with the attackers for 5 hours before killing them. Another stranded boat holding hundreds of migrants has been seen off the coast of Thailand. Those on the boat are believed to be victims of human trafficking. The International Organization for Migration told VOA Thursday that the boat had been found. However, it is not clear whether it is in Thai or Malaysian territory. A Thai official said the boat is off the coast of Malaysia's Langkawi Island. Now, words in this story. Empower, verb, to give power to someone. Destabilize, verb, to cause something, such as a government, to be unable to continue existing or working in the usual or desired way. Stranded, adjective, left without the means to move from somewhere.